Today is Tuesday, the 4th of December, in the first week of Advent. The Kiev Chamber Choir sing In Thy Kingdom from 1,000 years of Ukrainian sacred music. Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious.
This passage from Isaiah is often titled The Peaceful or Peaceable Kingdom. Does it sound like the kind of place you'd want to live? If so, what do you find most attractive about it? If not, what puts you off? Christians believe that the things that Jesus said and did began to bring this kingdom into being. Can you remember some of the gospel stories, or some of Jesus' actions, in which this prophecy was being fulfilled? The passage describes Isaiah's hopes for his world. Spend a moment putting some of your own hopes for our world today into words. Now, as the second half of the passage is read again, just let yourself breathe in the atmosphere of comfort and safety that it presents.
The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious.
Speak for a moment to the God who makes these promises. Thank him, or challenge him, or just say what is on your mind. Wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel, come Lord Jesus.